Week number two, and it's time for our weekly preview presented by Cornerstone Real Estate Consultants. And Jason, week two always feels a little better when you can put a one in the win column instead of the loss column. And it was a knockdown dragout like we thought it was going to be, but the Bears prevailed Friday night against Tipton.
Gotta love physical football. You love football, not just football, but real physical football. And you saw that from both teams. We talked about how big Tipton was going to be. Rough, tough, big up front. They're going to push you around, and you got to be ready to strap on tight and get in there for a fist fight. And the Bears did that, gave up one score all night long, only gave up, 201 yards for the whole game, for a very tricky offense to keep track of. All in all, when you win, regardless whether you win, but the way they won, I'd say that was a really successful debut for this team.
Well, and it was something, I mean, we talked about it during the Bearcast, and it just felt like we were waiting for that one spark for one team to really take off. I mean, it's 10-8 at halftime, 10-8 through a lot of the third quarter. I mean, it's just neck and neck right there. And it seemed like any time we would get a big play, Tipton would respond. Tipton would get a big play, we would find a way to respond. And it was just, you know, punch, counterpunch. Nobody could really get that solid momentum through that game.
And I think it finally came down to the fourth quarter. I hate to say it, or I want to say it, is the conditioning of this team really started to pay off. We talked about a little bit on the podcast is how when you got to the end of the game and the West Branch offensive line was getting their best push at the end of the game, that's about what you want. You can't ask for it. You're getting better and better as the game got and wore on. They got better and better in a turnover here and turnover there, and they capitalized, and the defense played extremely well.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was interesting. I mean, Coach Peterson admitted after the game, he's like, you know, there's some things that we need to work on. And I think any good athlete says, yeah, I'm not playing my best game in week one. I'm playing my best game, hopefully, in week 13 at the championship game. But it'll be curious to see how these guys respond and absorb some of that coaching, see some of these things on film with a live opponent that's not your teammate, and be able to put that into practice as they lead into week two.
Yeah, and within that is the wonderful rivalry that is West Liberty and West Branch. So there's a little bit extra. That just as there was last week, Stephen, with Tipton. But with this week, there's a little bit longer. You talked about it. The old Armistice Day game. I can say that.
Say that five times fast.
Woo! So it's been around about 90 to 100 years, this rivalry. So, and there's quote-unquote no love lost between these two squads. West Branch has had the better of it over the last 10 to 15 years. But West Liberty has a team that they feel, I know they do, speaking with some of their coaches and some of the people down there, that they feel can do some damage. And when you get into this kind of game, no matter what the record book says, no matter what the paper says, the rankings are, Stephen, is you throw those out, you strap it on tight each side, and you see what happens. Very rarely do you see a lopsided game in this rivalry.
Yeah, well, I mean, West Liberty, playoff team for several years in a row now. Coach Iskey's trying to get things established, and it looks like he's doing a great job of that. And a lot of that is because their defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, they played against a pretty decent Minneapolis squad and pretty much kept them in check throughout most of that game. And, you know, it's going to be tough going for this Bears offense again Friday night.
You look, 2 years ago when they made it to the Dome, they had some solid offensive performers, don't get me wrong. But they hung that lunch pail on the defense, and they're still going to do that a lot this year. But we're going to have to talk some offense, and you're really going to have to talk Josiah Galvan.
Yeah, he is a guy that, I mean, track sprinter speed. He is a burner. We saw him return a kickoff for a touchdown last year when we played him. All he did was go off for 244 yards on Friday night against Minneapolis. So he's a guy that, I mean, we talked about that on the podcast too. Sometimes you see these track guys, and it's like, let's get him the ball in space and just let him run down the field. Because, you know, they're not really worried about the pass. No, he's a guy that he's not afraid of the contact. I think he was probably the third or fourth leading tackler, running between the tackles most of the night. So he's going to be one that he's going to be sticking his nose in there. And if and when he can find a seam, look out, because that's when he can make some damage.
He's got that bouncer, as Coach Peterson would call it, a little jitterbug to him. He's hop, hop, hop. You think he's going to, he can make that cut on a dime, and it's light heads up end zone. I'm coming in. Kind of like, sort of like that, an Isaiah Trousel that West Branch saw a couple years ago from West Burlington. Give this kid a step, and you're not going to catch him when he gets loose.
Yeah, he is a speedster, and they've got a new quarterback down there, Caleb Wolf Jr. Yeah. Not your prototypical by paper size, but you know what? He's one of those guys that just good all-around athlete. He's a smart football player. He can make the right decision with the football. I mean, when you're playing quarterback, that's usually more important than anything else is, what can I and should I be doing with this football?
You got to check the boxes of okay, make my quick decisions. And you want to get it into your speedster's hands. And you're not talking just Josiah Galvin. You look outside, you got Mr. Newton on the outside. That kid has been known for his speed for a year, 2, 3, 4 years now. And he's played varsity for 3 years. They got speed here. They got speed there. They got speed everywhere. And then you've got a couple fresh linemen up front. But, you know, that backfield is not just Mr. Galvin. They got a decent wrestler that you like. In fact, he did okay last year in Colby Simon. Right. He's a hammer. If he gets his paws on you, you're probably not going to get away.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, again, that's where you see successful programs, and yes. I think that's what West Liberty's trying to get established, and they're doing a good job. It's not just we've got one or two guys. We've got a bunch of people. Bears are going to be challenged Friday night, but I think Coach Peterson and the gang is going to be up for it.
Yeah, and they're going to try to do a few extra things from what they did last week, I should say. In the fact of maybe trying to open things up a little bit, try a little pass here, try a little dump there, just to do a little more things with the running game to try to get better. Like you say, first week to second week is?
Biggest improvement.
Yeah, and I hope West Branch sees that Friday night because I'm sure they're going to see it from West Liberty as well.
It's 7 o'clock kickoff down at West Liberty. If you cannot make it, or even if you do, you know, bring your phone with you and put the earbuds in. Find us with the Bearcast. Pre-game will start at 6:30. Again, this is our weekly preview presented by Cornerstone Real Estate Consultants. And we'll talk to you a little bit later right here at westbranchfootball.com.